You've said it before, Cheyenne, and I'll say it again. God gives his hardest. What do you say?
God gives his hardest battles to his sluttiest, sexiest, juiciest soldiers.
Amen. Amen,
So,
sister.
Mystic balls. Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, Cheyenne.
How's it going?
Beverage check. I am drinking some caramel apple tea. Been drinking a lot of tea lately for some
Skinny.
reason. Not like I'm like, and on that note, skinny tea. I like go into an ad read.
Flat tummy tea. Well, I am drinking red wine.
I wish you told me you were going to drink wine before. I would have popped a bottle, but it's too late.
It's not too late.
I mean, I already have my tea and my water. I don't need a third beverage.
I am rewarding myself for not drinking last night by drinking tonight. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do. That's how my patterns are as well.
I'm like, I should celebrate that
No,
with a
literally,
glass of wine.
I didn't drink on Friday night, and Saturday I was like, I deserve a martini. And I did.
Dude, how's your pee hole?
Oh yeah, I
How's your,
had
do you
a
want to
absolutely
share?
horrific UTI this week. It hit me like a fucking train, which usually with these things you can like feel them creep up on you, you know? This one hit me so fast, and by the time I like realized it was far too late, I made an appointment with my doctor and had to like, how come when you go to the doctor, you have to explain four different times to like three different people what's happening with you? Like every person I talk to, they're like, so what's wrong? I'm like, okay, well, it burns when I pee and I have to pee a lot and it's really uncomfortable. And they're like, great. Here's the next person that you have to tell this exact same thing to, and we're not going to relay this information. So.
It's always when it's something like truly mortifying
It's so humiliating. I'm
too.
like, and they're like, pee in this cup, you little bitch.
It's like,
Mean
oh, you
girls.
forgot to pee after sex. Like, you have to tell four people in the office now.
Yeah, literally.
Pee in seven different cups. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
It
I
really
really,
did. Go
I was
ahead.
like genuinely worried it was like a bladder infection. I was
No,
like,
you're.
I
Well,
it
your
went to my
back was
kidneys.
hurting. It really
So,
did
what
come on
else?
fast though, because we're in like a fairly like constant stream of communication, I would say.
Yeah, we are.
Like, so
Yeah.
okay, let me just read what you said to me the morning. The morning
This was
of.
Monday morning, by the way, which like Mondays are tough enough, but I woke up feeling like really good.
Okay. You said having one of those days where I feel, in all caps, very good. Just got hella healthy groceries, so I'm excited to be back on a schedule. The world is my oyster. How are you? Was at 8:27 a.m. on Monday. At 3:40 p.m., you sent me a picture of yourself crying.
Was sobbing. It
I
hurt.
have the worst UTI ever. And I said, oh no, can you not go piss, girl? And you said, no, it hurts so fucking bad. And then you full named me Cheyenne.
I was like in tears. I like could barely walk. I was like bent over in pain.
I'm sorry, the world is my oyster.
Yeah. God said not today, honey. Sorry.
Yeah,
No,
God.
wait. By the way, not only did I have the worst UTI of my whole fucking life, but my dog also came back. My groomer like called me and was like, you need to pick up your dog right now because we found that he has lice. And I was like, what? So like going to the bathroom on my way to pick up my dog from having lice is when I realized I had a UTI. So both of these like very time sensitive catastrophes happened to me within like 20 minutes of each other. I was literally throwing up, crying, screaming. But
I'm glad that your peeing is back to normal.
Thank you, queen.
That's pretty devastating.
It was tragic.
I have to share something.
Okay, what's up?
In response to 2 episodes ago when we were talking about the gym.
Oh, okay.
If you recall, I was feeling a little bit hurt that I wasn't being harassed by any men,
right,
at the gym. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to complain about that. Mm-hmm. This morning when I was just like getting absolutely fucking ripped at the gym.
Uh-huh.
A man approached me, like an older man, like maybe like 50.
Was just he cute, wait. Though?
No.
Okay.
He approached me and said something, and I like took my headphone out, and I was like, here it is. Like, this is what I've been waiting for. Like, I am gonna be harassed at the gym like all the other girlies are. He was just offering me a suggestion because I was using the machine fucking wrong.
Oh my God. Wait, that's even worse though. That's literally worse. Like, if you're going to talk to me,
don't you want to like say that I'm like sexy?
If you're going to talk to me, at least tell me I'm hot. Don't like be like, actually, like, you're doing this. Can you work on your squat form?
And I was like, oh. And then I was like, kind of like, I was ready to be like all like bothered about it and like really up in arms that this man like approached me at the gym and I'm just trying to get my workout and it's not my fault. I'm so damn sexy and you have to come up and like try and pick me up. And so I was ready to like do that.
Yeah, you were on the defense.
And then I was actually like, oh, that's a really good point. Like, I did what he like suggested, like the change in my form or whatever after he left. And I was like, fuck, that like actually is like way better.
Wait. You did a machine?
I know. Isn't that brave of me?
That's so brave. I can't even do the machines because I'm scared.
It wasn't any, it was like the lat pull down.
That even scares me. I see people on there just ripping reps.
Don't worry, because if you're doing it wrong, someone will let you know. He was honestly really nice. I was like, oh, thanks.
But that, okay, whatever. I think regardless, they should not talk to you at the gym. And part of me thinks that that was just an excuse for him to like get up to you. You know what I mean?
You think?
You go, oh my God, he wanted to harass me, you think? The girlies get to be harassed a little as a treat.
Just as like a little treat. As long as I don't feel in danger.
As long as it's in a very public space.
We're setting women back decades with this, but
that's okay.
It's not my job to push women forward.
No.
Job to make funny jokes on my Vampire Diaries podcast.
Yes.
Speaking of funny jokes, we made one about Shawn Mendes last episode.
Oh my God. Lots of news in the celebrity dating game. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello broke up, which
can't imagine why.
Is sad, but also like pretty inevitable. I don't know. Like, he just...
Do you think he got Yas pilled?
Girl, I mean, he's been Yas pilled. Like, have you seen his interviews lately? Like, he's just been like really like flick of the wrist. You know what I mean?
The Yasification of Shawn Mendes is what was the final nail in the coffin of his relationship with Camila Cabello. That's what I think.
Yeah. Also, Camila Cabello is just like so freaking weird. So maybe Shawn Mendes isn't gay at all, and he's just like actually freaking weird.
Yeah, well, he's kind of weird too. Wait, have you read that quote about the banana thing?
Yeah.
Let me read it. Camila is fearless, where she'll walk into a sushi restaurant and be like, do you guys have bananas? The first couple of times she did that, I was like shaking in like stress and fear. And by the fifth time, I was like, yeah, I'd like a banana too. Five times.
And I'm sure continued after
This implies more than 5 times she walked into a sushi restaurant and asked for bananas. Do you think she wanted them to make like, you know, all those like mommies on TikTok that make like breakfast sushi with like bananas and tortillas? And like,
yes.
Like peanut butter? Do you think she just wanted like a little chocolate chip, like breakfast sushi? Nikki moment.
Unfortunately, I think there's like literally no rhyme or reason. I think she's just freaking weird.
She's just like been famous too long and like thinks that she just like, can walk into any restaurant and get a fucking banana.
Yeah, like actually you can't. I've tried and you can't. Like,
there's a Starbucks on every corner with brown ass bananas if you want one.
Yeah.
Like with the most vile bananas you've ever seen.
Yeah, that's in like a little basket. Go get one. Yeah,
that is in the basket and they're all rotting.
Yeah, I always like see them and I'm like, wait, are those for sale? Are you selling those? That's like violation of some kind.
I mean, it's great if you're trying to make banana bread and need a brown banana.
Totally. Just if you're in a pinch, yeah.
But yeah, I hope Sean, here's my thing about the Shawn Mendes like is gay theory is that, I mean, yes, he is a fruity man. I get that people are thinking that, but also I just don't understand why, like, what is the incentive to him to like act straight if he's gay at this, like at the place that he is like socially and economically, he's not living in like the South or like a super Christian community or like whatever. He has so much money. He's so famous. If anything, he probably would be so celebrated. Like, no one's going to like stop supporting him because he comes out as gay. It's like the same argument as like,
you don't think though? I mean, I don't know.
And maybe that is too, maybe that's a little too optimistic of me, but I just feel like,
and also like think of his music. Like he literally is, his whole brand is being like a heartthrob to women. Like if he comes out as being gay,
what women?
Sorry. Are you crazy?
Who is like young, like his, like 14-year-olds?
I think that it maybe is on the decline because he is like so fruity.
Like,
but
I'm
like,
sorry,
think of
no
when he,
self-respecting like 20-something woman is like, oh, Shawn Mendes.
He's a beautiful man, gay or not. Like,
looks like the. Like, rat, the claymation rat in Flushed Away,
and he's hot. I like don't understand the point you're trying to make.
Shawn
like,
Mendes contains multitudes. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, we can't be so reductive. Like, yes, does he look like the rat? Yes. Is he still hot? Yes.
I think he stands more of a chance of being bullied for looking like he's claymation than for being outwardly gay.
I think if anything, he's
in the
just
entertainment
like,
industry, at least like in the entertainment industry, you will be nothing truly like you will not be persecuted for being gay. I know. And I'm talking about very specifically the entertainment industry and where the circle that he's in right now. Obviously,
but he writes love songs.
He'll just have a bunch of gay fans. You think gay fans don't have power? Have you seen how many streams freaking Carly Rae Jepsen has on Spotify?
So true. You just discovered Carly Rae Jepsen. That's
I didn't
so exciting
just discover
for you.
Her, but I just like realized.
Rediscovered. Oh, yeah. I realized well, I listened to that song you sent me.
She's been okay. doing things. I thought it was good.
It was good.
Anyways.
It was good. Lady Gaga, too. I mean, gays love.
I'm just I don't know if I'm making a good point or not, because that is true that like he does have a lot of young female fans, but I don't know, like George Michael was gay and like my mom still has the hots for him, but I guess George Michael didn't come out until later.
He would just need to do like a very serious rebranding of his music if he were to come out as gay.
Not necessarily. He can be writing about,
but to go from writing about women to writing about men.
Is he for sure writing about women?
He does use her pronouns in his songs, so like hard to say.
I mean,
but you know what? This is all pure speculation. We don't know Sean. We just want the best for him.
I'm willing
I
to
do.
Make.
I don't know.
I don't really care what happens to him.
You're like, I'm just, hella neutral on this. Actually,
I really don't. I'm willing to. Speculate that he is not gay.
Oh my god. Wow. Okay.
Because based on what I was saying, like what is stopping him from just being gay at the level that he's at?
Let's put money on this. I'm ready.
Okay.
If at any point in our lives, should we, I guess we need like a, we need like a, deadline. Okay.
No, in our lives is the deadline.
Okay, but then you owe me money. Then you have to pay me money. But do I owe you money? Like on our deathbeds, I'm like, Shawn Mendes never came out as gay. Here's your $50. Do I have to do that then?
Put $50 in my cold, dead little filthy little mitts.
You're right.
I'll take it to the grave.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
I think in the next 10 years.
Okay.
I'm literally going to put it in my calendar. And okay, do you want to do $50? $25?
Let's do $50. I'll be rich in 10 years, honey. Wait, okay. So in 10 years, if he has not come out as gay, you're giving me $50?
Yeah.
Are we adding interest?
No, there's not fucking interest.
The
what is this?
The stakes get higher.
Chase Bank? Okay, November 21st, 2022. Wait, no, that's wrong. Sorry. 2031. That's not a real year.
2031. It is. I mean, whether or not we'll be underwater by then is anyone's guess. I don't think anyone's going to be worried about Shawn Mendes when we're all like climate refugees.
Okay. Title is Shawn Mendes gay yet? You owe Cheyenne.
Is Shawn Mendes gay yet?
$50. Add.
Okay, but that's what? Okay, so whoa. But what happens if he comes out as like bi?
Do you think he's bi? Are you standing by that he's like stone cold straight?
No, I'm not saying. I don't think anyone's stone cold straight. I'm saying
facts, girl, except you apparently.
I'm not stone cold straight. I'm just like, I am pretty heavily towards the hetero side of the Kinsey scale.
All I'm saying, tragically, saying I would really like to see Shawn Mendes's Kinsey scale score.
Okay. Well, in terms of the bet, if he comes out as like bi, pan, whatever. What do we do? We each Venmo each other $25.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, like, in that case, yeah, then we just, like, call it even, I guess, because we both would be right. But then, I mean, the bet would still stand if he then comes out as, like, pure gay.
The bi to gay pipeline.
The bi to gay pipeline. And like, also here's the thing, like if he's like, you know what, I'm bi now and then only has boyfriends, which is valid. You can still be bi and only have boyfriends.
You're bi and only have boyfriends.
I know. Still hella valid.
Still counts.
So yeah, then I guess we can't speculate it. Like we have to take it at face value if he says that he's bi.
Okay, word. It's gonna be 2031, and we'll like we'll call an emergency. We'll call an emergency episode of Mystic Balls with like a baby on our hips and like gray hairs.
Wait, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Like, where are we going to be in 10 years? Where am I going to be in 10 years when that is going to pop up on my phone calendar? And I'm probably going to read it and be like, what the fuck?
That's happened to me before. I put something in my phone calendar once with a friend and it was like an inside joke. And we were like, oh my God, you're going to die in 2 years when you get that notification. And I got it. And I was like, I literally don't know what this means. It was pretty
I'm
disappointing.
Not even friends with her anymore.
Well, how did you know that?
Well, first of all, when I was putting that in my phone, I was like, wait, what if Cheyenne and I aren't friends in 10 years? But then I was like, that's like literally impossible. We've been friends for probably like 10 years, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
That's crazy.
10 more to go. Strap in.
And if not, like, even if we're not friends, like, I will be shooting you a Venmo request. Yeah. I'll be like, hey, it's been a minute.
It's all going to be crypto by then, though.
So true.
Shoot me a crypto request.
Yeah, I'll hit you up in the metaverse and we can like get coffee or whatever.
I'll owe you 50 Bezos bucks. If I don't have the money, I'll just have to like do a little strip tease for King Jeff.
King Jeff, he's literally our emperor.
We live on Mars and we have no money for food. I have to send you 50 Bezos bucks. And so I need to give King Jeff a lap dance.
Yeah. Well,
ask for an extra can of air while I'm there.
Yeah. And like your monthly can of soup.
That's bleak. That's really tough.
It's where we're headed, and I'm excited.
I can't wait. I think it's
that won't be in 10 years, maybe like 20, right? We have like a solid 10 more years of like getting our air from outside, maybe.
Yeah, supposedly. I mean, I don't know.
We both had really abnormally hot days in our respective states. We did. So
you know what? It's none of my business what's going on.
Listen, I've done all I can. I don't use straws.
I'm simply along for the ride. I do use straws, and I'll die on that hill.
Okay, I have a confession to make. I just lied. I use straws too.
I know. But I was gonna say you totally. We both have bonded over our love of straws. Yeah.
You have like when I get my little Starbucks latte, you think I'm just gonna drink that shit out of the top? No. That's disgusting.
You're just kissing ice like an idiot.
Yeah, and then it's cold, and then it burns your front teeth. And I should probably switch to sensitive toothpaste anyway, but like, I'm not gonna do that.
No, well, you know what? They do have like compostable straws that are like plasticky feeling. That I will easily use over a plastic straw. It's when you ask me if I want a paper straw.
Ugh, are you kidding? Just punch me in the fucking face.
How offensive.
Literally, that, yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
I'd rather die than use the paper straw. And
I would rather stab every single sea turtle than ever use a paper straw. So,
sit, Jeff. It's not my business.
Yeah, so anyway, it sucks that the world's getting hotter, but
kind of nice. I mean, I went to the beach today. It was pretty
I went for a walk without a jacket. Like, I'm not complaining. Like, sorry. Shit.
I mean, I'll be complaining when LA is underwater in a little bit, but for now it's like whatever, beach day,
just like try to forget the world is on fire. We can talk about vampires now.
Yeah, since we can't do anything about any of that shit in the meantime, we can just have fun and talk about vampires. So
sweet,
we're gonna do that. This is season 2, episode 8. Wait, why is it called Rose?
Because that bitch's name is Rose.
Oh, they are so lazy.
I know.
Like, what? There was a nepotism hire for sure, like, naming these episodes.
Yeah. So, if you recall the last episode, Elena was kidnapped.
It's a random unnamed man who kidnapped Elena.
Yes.
They go to a meadow. There's another, it's like a Cadillac Escalade. In the in said meadow, and there's some guy in it who the Wikipedia synopsis wanted us to know his name, Trevor. And they exchange some words, and he's like, "Where is she?" And an unnamed man is like, "Ah, she's in the trunk." Trevor's like, "Chuck her in my car," and so they chuck Elena, still in her like little pink Henley and lace camisole combo, in the back of the car. And then Trevor is like, one last thing to said unnamed man, and is like, come a little bit closer. Do you think they were gonna have the unnamed guy thinks that they were gonna have a little kiss?
I don't know, but he was like, closer, and then he like comes closer, and he's like, no, closer than that. But anyway, Trevor,
he just kisses him on the forehead. He just goes,
thank you, good job.
I'm proud of you.
Proud of you. Like, one single tear rolls down his cheek. He's like, thank you, Trevor.
No. Yeah.
That's not what happens.
Trevor kills him. Trevor's a vampire and, like, sucks the life out of him.
So. Yeah, he does. So.
Great opening.
Yeah, so that was cool. Really scary. I, like, felt really scared for Elena. Damon appears in Caroline's room.
I love that they're having a little chat at what can only be like 7 a.m. I know, they go she's to high getting school ready after. For school. She's like playing her like morning music. It's like Vitamin C's playing and like the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
Like, let her get ready for school. She has to put like some lip smackers on.
Yeah, she's geometry in 30 minutes, bro. But Damon's talking to her about Tyler.
Oh, yeah. Tyler in the last episode triggered his werewolf curse by accidentally killing Sarah, which was a bummer. I'm sorry. Also, like, speaking of Sarah being dead, like, the scene when they're at Mystic Falls High and they just, like, it just shows like the little memorial that's like by Sarah's locker with like the candles and the teddy bears and stuff. Like, could they not have given these kids a day off?
Like, Jesus. Like, you literally still have to go take your spelling test, but like,
what? That's sorry, you're intense.
Morning. Okay, so yeah, and not only is Sarah dead, but that other girly is missing.
Oh, yeah. Well, Amy. Yeah. Amy. Catherine killed Amy in the last episode and like dumped her body somewhere. And so they think she's missing. It's just like all very stressful for these kids. And they have to go like learn the Pythagorean theorem. I don't think so.
No, it's sad.
This town is just like so laden with like violence that I just think they don't care. I don't know.
If you got school off whenever someone died, you would never be in school.
Yeah, they wouldn't learn anything.
They wouldn't learn anything.
They would just learn the fear of God.
Yeah, literally.
But yeah, Damon is telling Caroline that she needs to stay away from Tyler because now that he's a werewolf, a werewolf bite could kill a vampire. So she's like, okay, fine. Like, fuck off. I'll stay away from Tyler. Like, get out of my room, Damon.
Yeah, except she doesn't really seem that concerned that Damon's in her room, but that's neither here
Damon's
nor there.
In everyone's room, so I think it's just normal.
Yeah, and he's always just, like, showing up unannounced.
Yeah.
So then Caroline just goes to school, which is cool.
Then they all just go to school.
Meanwhile, Jeremy's getting ready for school, and he calls for Elena, and he realizes that she's not in her room. She hadn't slept in her bed that night, so...
Which, like, okay, I know that this is going to cause a disagreement between us, but she must not be someone that makes her bed. Because to me, that just looked like a made bed. And he's like, oh, she didn't sleep in her bed last night.
Yes.
So, like, Elena, you fucking slob. Make your bed.
Whoa. I'm team don't make my bed in the morning. I mean,
disagree
I disagree
on this.
Listen, I do sometimes when the mood strikes me, but like not often.
You know what? It's in your favor though, because no one would ever know whether or not I came home at night based on the status of my bed.
Yeah.
Like this true. Elena being a big slob, like saved her life.
It did, because Jeremy runs to school and he like goes up to Stefan and he's like, dude, like Elena needs to tell me when she sleeps over because then I can cover for her, but she can't just like have secret rendezvous with you because then I don't know.
Also, like, Jeremy, ew, why do you need to know when Stefan's banging your sister? Like, he's like, cover I need up to herself know. As I if know. Jenna cares.
Yeah, Jenna doesn't give a shit. Jenna's not even in this episode.
Where's Jenna? She literally stabbed herself.
Can't be left alone. I'm nervous where she is. And Stefan's like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Elena and I did not have a sleepover.
We are broken up. He's like, thanks for bringing it up, but like, we are not together. I have not been schminging your sister.
And Jeremy's like, damn, well, who is? Because she wasn't home last night.
And so this really concerns Stefan. He's not even remotely worried that she could have been schmanging someone else.
Yeah, that thought doesn't even cross his mind.
No,
by the way.
He's getting a little too confident. But yeah, Stefan runs to tell Damon that he's worried about Elena. Damon does tell Stefan that Catherine happened to mention that Elena was in danger when he was locking her in the tomb, but he just kind of thought she was lying, so he didn't think much of it.
Which, like, fair enough. He's like, how was I supposed to know that this was the one time she was telling the truth?
Yeah, but turns out it was, which is a bummer. But Stefan's like, okay, well, we should just go talk to Catherine and see what Catherine has to say, to which Damon is like, that's really stupid.
Damon has literally no faith in him or Stefan. He's like, dude, we're going to go down there and try to talk to her, and she's going to negotiate her way out, and then she's going to be free, and we're dumb idiots. So well, we can't even try.
Well, Damon knows that Catherine is smarter than the both of them combined.
Which, we love a humbled king.
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, Damon's like, well, that's a really bad idea, Stefan. And Stefan goes, it's Elena. Which, okay, I don't follow this logic. Just because it's Elena, you think it's okay to act on your bad ideas? That's not going to save her life. Also, it's her fault that she got kidnapped in the first place, walking around in her flouncy little Henley Lacy Cammy combo.
Yeah, that's on her.
Whatever. So I guess they're like on a mission now. We catch up with Elena, who wakes up in this like actually really kind of nice house. It's abandoned, but it's like very nice.
It reminded me like of like a did you ever watch The Handmaid's Tale?
I read the book.
Oh, all right. Jesus. Well, I'm very
smart.
It's like a very Victorian looking like mansion-esque home, but there's nothing inside, so except for like random books for some reason and a couch.
I don't know. Yeah, and one singular couch. It's very strange. But anyways, Trevor chucks her in there. She's like, what do you want from me? And he's like, shut up. And then this woman named Rose, the actress that plays Rose plays Maggie in The Walking Dead, which is so weird.
Thought I recognized her.
Yeah.
The way that they did like her hair and makeup, she looked exactly like Alice from Twilight.
I said that too. Yeah. But it's kind of embarrassing.
It's like, really embarrassing.
It's like, show.
No, literally.
But she's like, oh my God, you do look just like Catherine.
She's like, that's crazy, which it is.
Elena wants to know why they took her, which like, obviously, they're not going to tell her that.
Yeah, they're like, we want you to shut the fuck up. And Elena, who thinks that she's like sort of invincible, keeps like prying or whatever.
Dude, she kind of is fucking invincible because she has the Salvatore brothers who will do anything for her.
Literally bend over backwards for her, which like, okay, so she says that she's not Catherine, and Rose is basically like, girl, I know you're not Catherine.
She's like, that's the whole point. But doesn't explain why. And then she leaves, and Elena overhears Rose talking to this Trevor person about some guy named Elijah and how they're going to exchange Elena for their freedom from him. So big question mark there.
Yeah. IDK.
But the lighting fixture in this house is absolutely gorgeous. Did you notice that?
Oh my God, I did.
Really beautiful.
No, I was like, this is a really great fixer upper. Nice bones. Like, there's
so much. I pulled up Zillow. So back in Mystic Falls, Stefan obviously asked Bonnie to help him out. He initially suggests that she undoes the tomb spell so that Catherine can get out to talk to them, but she says no because she's smart.
Smarter.
And instead she says that she can use like a locator spell to find Elena, which literally like in between AP classes, they like go to some random classroom in the high school, and it involves the spell like she needs to use Jeremy's blood because it's like half Elena's blood or whatever. And
I can't remember like the weird lineage of Elena, but is she related to Jeremy?
Oh my God, you're right. Major plot
hole? Wait. I was like, wait, it's not going to work because they're not related.
Wait, yeah, she's literally adopted.
She's adopted, right? Okay, yeah. I'm not fucking crazy. plot hole.
Do we like call someone? Like, what happens when you figure something like this out? Like, who do we tell?
What hotline do we call?
Like, I need to talk to someone about this. Yeah, we get a prize.
We win a prize. Shawn Mendes comes out as gay.
No, that's a prize for you.
Okay. But yeah, okay, so the spell works because they're like blood related. So if Jeremy spills blood on this map, then it's supposed to like,
but they're literally not blood related, but I guess everyone suspend your disbelief. I don't know.
Suspend your disbelief. They like forgot that detail. Like I said, this episode has so many moving parts that
they just like, got they confused. Can't even keep track. They were overwhelmed. They have a lot on their plates.
Okay, well, do better. Like, what? That's why they're paying you the big bucks.
Yeah. Anyways.
So anyway,
it involves her like gashing Jeremy's hand.
Yeah, and then his blood like coagulates on the map. And
crazy word, dude. Say it again.
His blood coagulates on the map, and then it like. And then it like moves to this random ass little spot, which I guess is like 300 miles away. And then Bonnie's like, this is where she be.
And they're like, thanks, Bonnie. Bye.
You're like, bye, Bonnie. Kiss, kiss. You're the best. Bonnie's nose bleeds, which is important for some reason when she does the spell. Because she's putting in a lot of work.
Because she's trying really hard.
Yeah.
She's trying her best. But yeah, Stefan and Damon hit the road to go fetch Elena. And during their little road trip, Stefan decides to make things really uncomfortable. And is like, by the way, I know you love, like, Damon, I know you love Elena. And Damon's like, can we not talk about this right now?
And Stefan's like, well, you can't go anywhere because we're in a car. So like, let's do this thing. Yeah, because like, I really what? Like bonding. And I was like, you want to bond over like
loving the same girl?
Yeah.
Also, Stefan also thinks it's appropriate to tell him that he's been drinking a little bit of Elena's blood every day, which is so repulsive.
I know. Like, and the way he tells him too is like so calculated. He's like, oh, I've been getting stronger. I drink a little bit of human blood every day. And then Damon's like, does Elena know about that? And he's like, yeah, it's Elena's blood. And Damon's like, gross.
Gross and like a really, really weird way to mark your territory.
Yeah, literally.
Also, not your territory because they have literally broken up. But in the meantime, while they're on their little errand, back at the high school, Tyler is trying to talk to Caroline because if you recall, she was there when he triggered the werewolf curse. And she said something like it alludes to that she might know what's going on with him. Or that he's a werewolf. And he is asking her, he's like, how do you know what I am? Like, I need to talk to someone about this. I mean, the guy's going through it. And she absolutely gaslights the shit out of him. She's like, I think you're just in shock from Sarah dying. Like, you seem really emotional.
Yeah, she's like, you just like are being fucking crazy.
Yeah. And
he was, to be fair.
He was being a little bit crazy. And then while they're, he's like, no, I know that you're lying to me. And he grabs her wrist a little bit too hard. And she fully goes like vampire strength on him and shoves him to the ground.
Yeah. And he was like, whoa, you're like really strong. And she's like, that was nothing. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
She's like, I've been lifting. And then later in the day, she gets home from school and he's waiting for her, which first of all, I kept thinking about how inconvenient that was. Cause remember like when you would get home from high school and just like devour the pantry.
Eat so many snacks. Literally nothing was enough.
Crazy.
And wait, I'm like thinking about this more because that's such a good point because I would get home and I'd be like, I have approximately 36 minutes of the house to myself before everyone gets home. And that time is like so
sacred.
Precious.
It's so sacred. Precious. Yeah. And I know. Like, that was all I could think about. Like, yeah. It gave me such nostalgia to watch her like walk into an empty house after school. Like, that was.
Oh my God. I would give anything if to feel I that could feeling.
Inject my vein with that 35 minutes. I would sit there and eat. I mean, we didn't really have many snacks. So I would just sit there and devour like chocolate chips.
Literally like peanut butter on
I would
like by the spoonful.
Disgusting amounts. But yeah, so he really picked the wrong time to talk to this girl. And he's like, just admit that you're a werewolf. And she's like, I'm literally not. Like, please leave me alone.
She laughs in his face.
She does laugh, which is so gaslighty.
Gaslighty. She's like, you're being so fucking crazy. I'm laughing. I'm not a fucking werewolf, you idiot.
He pins her to the wall. And she gets all vampire strong again. And she's like, I'm not a werewolf. I'm a vampire.
Damn. Oopsies. Oops. Spill the beans. It happens.
Damon's not going to be happy. But who cares? Anyways, she begs him not to tell anyone. She says it's just her. She's the only vampire.
Basically, Caroline's like, I really want to take you under my wing and like teach you all about the council and like Mystic Falls, which Tyler's literally is a Lockwood.
Right.
And they like own Mystic Falls. And it's funny.
They owned people too.
It's funny that Caroline's like, I want to teach you about like the mystery of Mystic Falls. And it's funny to see Tyler humbled.
Like, literally what? But yeah, that's true. It is humbling for him to be in the position that he's in. But he's
so submissive.
And breedable. But he shows a lot of vulnerability in this episode. I mean, he's like crying. He's like, I don't want to turn into a wolf on the full moon. Caroline's trying to comfort him. It's really sweet.
It's really sweet.
That's kind of where we leave them. Back to another unlikely pairing.
Yeah.
Jeremy and Bonnie are stuck waiting at the Gilbert house.
Like his sister is missing and he's still like, I mean, he's sad about it, but
he's also like trying.
Not sad enough to like have sexual friend. Tension. Yeah, literally. I'm like, Jeremy, relax. But wait, she's into it.
The shameless plug for Bing search engine at the beginning of this scene.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice.
He like right at the beginning of the scene, he's like on his phone, like on Bing searching. I don't know, I guess the location that they think Elena's at, but I thought it was really funny. Bing literally had like such a chokehold on every like CW and like teen show.
Yeah, they
time.
Did.
It was crazy.
And it didn't do anything for them.
It didn't help at all.
Google for life.
Like, that is really embarrassing for them.
Yeah, it is.
But to be fair, like I would start spouting like huge enthusiasm for Bing if they told me they would pay me. I'd walk around and tell everyone about Bing.
Yeah. I would use Bing if you used Bing, if you advocated for Bing. Can you imagine your favorite influencer? Really? Can you imagine like Emily Mariko being like, and by the way, like I find all my recipes on Bing.com.
I think people would laugh at her. Something about Bing is just like.
It seems fake. Like Bing is not a real website, but it is.
Is it? Let me look.
Bing.com.
Oof. This is tough. Yeah, this looks like it hasn't been touched in years.
The graphics.
To be honest, like it's not user friendly.
Damn.
That's too bad.
That's really too bad.
Sorry, Bing. By the way, I'd completely change my mind if they paid me though.
Yeah, so hit our line and maybe do a little rebrand.
Bing my line.
you will.
Oh, but yeah, anyways, so Bonnie and Jeremy are sitting there and they're like talking about Elena, which, okay, I love that the only reason I know that they're like trying to make Bonnie and Jeremy a romantic thing is simply because of the music they're playing in the background.
Yeah, and they keep
nothing
each
between
other, like,
the actors.
Knowing looks. You don't think so?
I don't think they have
spark?
Any chemistry at all. I think the actress who plays Bonnie is hot and a good actress. That doesn't mean she has chemistry with what's his name who plays Jeremy.
So true. But basically, Bonnie is like, I think I can like do another spell and try to get a message to Elena. And so they get together like random things, like a hairbrush and a candle. And Bonnie tries to perform this spell, which, by the way, whenever Bonnie's performing a spell, it looks like she's literally pooping.
Oh my God.
I know, it's not flattering. It looks like it takes her so much effort.
It does.
It does.
She's working hard.
So true. Then the little paper like bursts into flames. Mm-hmm. And then she like immediately collapses on the bed.
With her nose bleeding again.
Yeah. Jeremy's like, what the fuck? Like, are you okay, Bonnie?
Has anyone considered that maybe Bonnie just has a coke problem?
Yeah, maybe she's just doing drugs.
Yeah, anyways, he like manages to like wake her up and is giving her water and stuff. And she's like, don't tell anyone. Like, it shows my weakness. Like, I just get really tired after I do lots of spells. And Jeremy's like, I would never. Like, I feel really alone too. And it's like, okay. Like,
and also like not to diminish, you know, her feelings, but she did two spells. So maybe like be stronger.
Maybe like work harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back to Elena in her gorgeous house where she's trapped in, where she has been held captive. She's just like really asking Rose and Trevor a lot for being someone whose life is at stake.
Yeah. Again, she literally thinks she's invincible. Like, she walks around like she owns the place.
So insane. But Rose is telling her that her and Trevor have been running away for 500 years from these vampires called the Originals, who are like the original vampires, supposedly. And which it's like bootleg in the same way that Rose looks like bootleg Alice from Twilight. The Originals are like bootleg Volturi.
Gotcha.
I'm more fond of the Originals, I would say, but you know, it's totally personal preference.
So, and they also have a show, like the Originals has their own show.
Yeah, that's a that became like a spinoff.
That's great. I've heard it's better than the Vampire Diaries.
I actually haven't watched it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Should we scrap this whole pod and just start watching that?
No, but that's so crazy.
Maybe in a decade when we finally finish doing all the seasons of this show and Shawn Mendes has or has not come out as gay, we can start the original.
That sounds like a great plan. I'll add it to my calendar.
Add it to the calendar. But anyways, they basically want Rose and Trevor dead because supposedly Trevor helped Catherine escape from them. And now supposedly they think that giving Elijah, who is one of the Originals, Elena, he will then
who's a doppelganger.
Right. He'll then in exchange for that, give them their freedom. And Elena's like, why the hell would giving me a mere mortal, a sexy mortal,
even
but
I'm hot. Yeah, I'm really skinny, but like, yeah.
What would that do for them? And they say, well, you are a doppelganger. And if you like are killed and your blood is spilled in this like ceremony of some sacrifice sort. Then, if she sacrificed,
then it breaks the curse, which again
break a curse.
What's the curse? I just have so many questions.
I think the vampire werewolf curse.
So then they won't be werewolves or vampires, or wait,
the like curse- why would you want that? Like, ball out, you're a vampire.
Yeah,
I think maybe. Okay, so it either means that they wouldn't be vampires or werewolves anymore, or it means that vampires would be able to go out in the sun and werewolves would be able to turn whenever they want. Like, maybe it gets rid of those stipulations.
Okay.
I'm just spitballing here. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't. Who knows? But
yeah, so
Elijah shows up.
What did you think about Elijah?
Wow. I mean, not really what I was expecting, considering he had Trevor and Rose trembling in their boots.
Literally shaking in their little vampire boots.
He seemed a little bit... He reminded me of like a little twink elf.
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah.
What is your vibe?
I love Elijah.
Do you?
I think he's a king.
He seems a little saucy.
He's a little saucy. I love that his head to neck ratio is 1-to-1. I think he's very he's very dapper. He has his suit on. Dapper. He's coming to do business.
Yeah, he's not a little business vampire around. Twink. We love him. Okay, great.
He makes the show very, I mean, the original, like them coming into the show really does like take a turn.
Spice it up.
Like, spice it up.
Good, because I was getting bored. Not really, but like.
Kind of.
Okay, so Trevor's scared and he's like, we gotta back out. We can't do this anymore. Like,
they're so afraid of this Elijah. And then he opens the door and it's literally just this like petite man in a like navy a literal suit
twink.
And like like pocket square.
Yeah,
he's like incredibly like handsome and small.
Yeah, he's so small. Elena's like, okay, shit, y'all are afraid of him.
Yeah. Chill. So Rose goes to meet him and tells him, like, I have news for you. Catherine survived in 1864. And he's like, okay, I already knew that. And she's like, okay, well, did you know that her human doppelganger is here? And he's like, oh shit, actually did not know that. Can I see her? And so she takes him into the room where Elena is. And he's like, damn, that's crazy. Like, you are her doppelganger. And Elena's like, okay, yeah. And he's like, okay, let's go. He just grabs her and wants to go. She's like, wait, like, don't take me with you. Like, I'll tell you where the moonstone is if you let me go free. And he's like, okay, tell me where it is. And she's like, no, you have to let me free first. And he's like, no, I don't. And he rips off that ugly vervain necklace mm-hmm. from her skinny little neck and mm-hmm. chucks it across the room and compels her to tell him. And she's like, it's with Catherine in the tomb.
Yeah, literally.
King alert.
Yeah, king. He's not here to mess around.
I will worship anyone that rips that stupid necklace off of her.
True, it's so ugly.
And then Trevor's like, okay, like, we gave her to you. Like, will you forgive us? Like, can we be free now? And Elijah's like, I forgive you. And then kills him.
He's like, all is forgiven. Yeah. And then he like decapitates him, but like yeah. with his like hand, like his fingy.
Like, he literally like slaps him so hard that he took his head off.
Yeah. This twink is really strong.
I love him. I'm telling you. He has such style.
I'm so excited to see his fits.
He literally has such fits. They're like pretty much always the same, but he just like always, he always manages to look so pulled together, and I appreciate that. But anyways, Stefan and Damon show up, and literally before they even go in to save Elena, they have to like stand out in the field and have like a pissing contest over who wants to die for Elena more.
Yeah.
Before they even go in. I'm so sick of them.
Yeah.
Maybe we should watch the originals.
Yeah. You know what? Let's scrap this. And also, like, why Elena? Like, she's so boring. She's
literally so boring.
But whatever. They picked whatever. Elena to. She's hot. She's really skinny. So that's cool. So they like go into the house and they start like circling him. And Elijah's like, who's here? Like, what's going on? And then Stefan and Damon take Elena and Rose and like they're hiding them.
Hide the women.
Damon attacks There's Elijah.
Like some like fight that ensues. Stefan yeah. has a lot of Alaric's like silly little vampire yes. killing things, and they are shooting him with wooden bullets, and Elena like throws a like vervain grenade at him or whatever, and the
that
man just
was crazy. Actually,
yeah, she actually did something cool for once. But yeah. Elijah just like simply is unfazed. Like he just keeps yeah. moving.
He's
not
just
a
like
big deal.
Sort of mildly annoyed that they're just like making this a little bit harder.
Yeah,
because
he's however many years old. I mean, if he's like one of the original vampires, I forget how old they are. I'm sure it'll be said a million times.
At least 100, though, but. At least 100 years
no I
old.
Think he's like 1,000, like something crazy. But anyways, it doesn't bother him until finally Damon like fully stakes him through the heart into the door, and you see him like shrivel up and die in the way that we've seen vampires shrivel up and die before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hell yeah. And Elena like hugs Stefan and is so excited and nods at Damon and whatever, and Rose gets the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
just did not go according to plan.
Yeah.
And then they all return home, and Elena sees Jeremy and Bonnie and blah, blah, blah. And the
and Jeremy hugs Elena. And by the way, like, every time Jeremy hugs Elena, it's like so weirdly intimate. And he's always like gripping the back of her head and like stroking her hair. And I'm always like, ew, this is your sister. It's just like so incestuous. And then he kissed her neck. He kissed her neck.
What?
Yes.
Wait, I'm sorry. Real brothers and sisters don't hug each other.
No, they don't.
Right? Like,
probs. I don't
know. I don't know. We have sisters, but like, I feel like my friends that have brothers, like, they don't like hug each other. Like,
no.
That.
I mean, maybe this actor it's because she almost died.
I don't know. I guess I don't have a friend that has a brother that also almost died.
Yeah, it's like pretty specific.
That I know of.
But then the Salvatore brothers like have a weird meeting where they like swear to protect Elena together. Rose shows up to the Salvatore house. And she's like, I've been running for like all these years and blah, blah, blah. And basically, Stefan's like, that sucks. Well, you can't stay here.
Yeah, he's like, that sounds really hard. You should find a motel.
And Rose is like, well, like, I maybe don't need your help, but you definitely need my help because, you know, Elijah's dead, but he's just one of the many originals and they're going to be looking for Elena. So, like, blah, blah, blah.
And she says they're all going to come for Elena because they all are working for, like, the big bad original boss, which is dun dun dun,
dun
Klaus,
dun.
A man named Klaus, which like Klaus. The music and the lead up like is so dramatic for that like prep school ass name.
I really want to know what Klaus looks like, and I'm not going to spoil it for myself.
Don't.
I really want to know.
Don't spoil it for yourself.
Okay. Damon goes to Elena's house and he like shows up in her room.
Second girl whose bedroom he's showed up in this today. Episode.
Today.
In a day. Oh my god, this it's been one day.
One day.
Right.
And he's like, hey, like I brought your necklace back. She's like, great, thanks. Give it to me. And he's like, no, I have to tell you something first. Mm-hmm. And then he professes his love for her and he says, he goes, I love you.
I wrote it down. Can I say it?
Yeah.
He said, I love you. And because of that, I can't be selfish with you. I don't deserve you, but my brother does.
Ugh, gross.
Like, yikes. This is all very incestuous.
Yeah, so incestuous. It's like, if he can't have her, he wants to like at least keep her close, which is weird.
It's all very weird. And okay, this reminds me, this is kind of just like an interesting, I saw a tweet and it really gave me pause. And it said, if I saw some literature on the web.
I was reading a peer reviewed article and
on Twitter. But anyway, I saw this tweet that said, if a man says he doesn't deserve you, believe him because he's about to show you why.
Yes.
And I was like, snaps for that. Shit.
That's so true.
Kind of true. And like really relates to this situation. Like,
yeah.
Guys, like, you know, when you are too shitty of a person to be with a very good person.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, not that I'm saying Elena's a very good person, but he believes her to be that. I don't know. Just a little PSA for the girl.
That did give me pause.
It gave me pause. I like stopped twirling and I was like, shit.
You like had a process. You were like, oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It is really interesting that men will just like openly give that information. They're like, I'm actually a piece of shit. You don't want to be with me. Like, believe men.
And we, yes, believe men. And we literally like, they'll say that and we're like, no, that's not true, King. Like,
yeah, like,
you
King,
totally
like, no.
deserve me. Like, I'm. Yeah. Just like I'm the scum of the earth. And then literally 3 months down the line and they're like, I told you. So
it's just because women like want to change. They're like, I can change you, I can make you a better person. You can't.
Yeah,
you
they're little like mommy nurturing kind of kicks in, and then all of a sudden you have a son instead of a boyfriend.
Ugh, ladies, is your son ladies. Also is your boyfriend also your son?
Wait, I want to do an entire, can we do it like a mini episode just talking about how much moms want to fuck their sons?
Moms want to fuck their sons so much. Have you seen Dude, I'm getting
I all these sent you
TikToks.
That TikTok. I sent it to you. Of the mom saying that her like kindergarten son came home with a crush on a girl and was like, don't be in love with someone else.
Yeah, she did like the Taylor Swift article.
You're his mother. He's in kindergarten.
Gross.
I want to.
Not only does it perpetuate like heteronormativity, like maybe your son's a twink. We don't know that yet.
Maybe your son's not even into you sexually. Have you considered also, that his sexual orientation?
Have you considered that you're a mom? His mom?
Dude, I literally want to die and go to hell just to tell Freud about this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's one thing for a son to want to bang his mom, but like moms really do be wanting to bang their sons.
They do. It's fucking weird.
A mama's boy. Ew. 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 Ew.
Boy
ew.
Mom. The whole boy mom, girl dad. Like, ugh, it's disgusting. Ew, you're either a mom or a dad. Shut up.
Shut up. It's your child.
It's your literal child.
Regardless of their gender, which, by the way, social construct, don't even get me started.
Fellas.
Don't be too close to
your
moms.
Is it hella Freudian to want to fuck your mom?
And it's also Freudian to, like, want a girlfriend for the sake of, like, them being your mom.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, I mean, it's Freudian, but it's also just, like, genius of men. It's as long as we're letting them get away with it, it's actually fucking genius.
You can't keep getting away with it.
They literally have figured out how to never do their dishes or their laundry.
Or their laundry.
I respect them for that. And like, we're letting them. That's also, it's the same thing with what we were just saying about that tweet where it's like, as long as we continue like guys being like, I don't deserve you. And we're like, no, it's okay. Like, as long as we're allowing people that suck to get away with it and like still reap the benefits of like being in some sort of relationship with you, like they're just being fucking smart. Like,
yes.
Why would they be better if we're not asking that of them?
Oh my God.
Wait, did so I spill?
In the back. Did she stutter, people?
Anyway.
Thank you. Anyways,
back
so
to the show.
There's one more little scene where Elijah, who, by the way, is staked to the wall, he like True. Comes back to life. He unstakes himself.
He undies. He comes back to life. It's a biblical reference, actually.
It is. He's Jesus. The wiki
he's
says
twink Jesus.
He's twink Jesus. And I'd say he looked sort of mad, but like not even really.
He more just looked inconvenienced, which is even like, funnier. That yeah. he, like this whole time, like nothing has been serious to him. Like even when they were shooting him and stuff, he was just like, this is really annoying.
So is he just like hella strong because he's one of the OGs or... Why was he able to do this? I'm confused.
I literally
don't
forget.
Know. Okay, cool.
So we'll find out next time. I have no idea. So
that's
sorry.
That's where they leave us.
With our boy Elijah coming back from the dead. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I kind of hope that Caroline and Tyler get together. I don't hope that Jeremy and Bonnie get together. Cause
yeah, I want better for Bonnie.
I just feel like Elena would be like pissed for no reason.
Elena loves being pissed for no reason, so I
exactly,
agree.
Exactly.
It's kind of one of her pastimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll catch you later.
Catch you later. Love you. See you in like a couple days.
Oh my God, I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Mystic balls.